It has been quite a whirlwind lately, hasn't it? Everyone's eyes are glued to the screen watching Bitcoin's price.
Absolutely. And then on Wednesday, we hit the $74,000 mark. That isn't just a number. It signals a real resurgence of confidence across the entire sector.
I think that feeling of excitement is palpable. It feels like retail enthusiasm has really kicked back in. But honestly, the biggest factor pushing this upward was those substantial capital inflows into spot Bitcoin ETFs.
That's accurate for sure. For anyone paying attention, this specific event tells us a lot about where the broader cryptocurrency landscape might be heading next.
Exactly. The main argument now is that institutional capital has taken over as the dominant force driving price action. It feels so different from the crypto winters of the past.
I agree. The steady flow of funds into spot ETFs proves that large-scale investors finally see digital assets as a legitimate store of value. It creates a real stabilizing effect on prices right now.
It's encouraging to think about. This influx is definitely facilitating further market expansion. But we have to be careful, right?
We must. While fundamentals are strong, technical chart analysis remains critical for validating these moves and confirming the sustainability of this rally.
That makes sense. So where does that leave us beyond Bitcoin? Historically, the alternative coins tend to follow the market leader's performance.
Correct. As Bitcoin gains strength with this institutional support, everyone is wondering if other major assets will follow suit. Ethereum, for instance, is a primary candidate there.
Right. Even though ETH often mirrors Bitcoin's movements, it brings that distinct utility-driven value to the table.
And we shouldn't overlook Solana or Binance Coin either. Those showed real resilience in previous cycles, so they are well-positioned to participate if sentiment stays positive.
What about those utility tokens like XRP, Doge, Link, and ADA? Do you think they'll hold their own?
They have specific network effects that could enable independent price rallies separate from Bitcoin's direct correlation, though typically altcoin rallies will trail or mirror the momentum of Bitcoin.
It really does feel like the market structure is maturing. The convergence of retail interest and institutional ETF inflows suggests a more stable future.
That is a solid takeaway for investors right now. But as always, I recommend continued monitoring of technical indicators alongside these fundamental drivers to navigate the next phase of growth.